Matt and Steve, the challenge.
So back we go to our challenge. On this day in 1960, the first nuclear-powered aircraft carrier was launched at Newport in Virginia. So part of our challenge was to meet a BBC Radio Kent listener who's been aboard an aircraft carrier.
Yep, well, we've got Steve, who's mobile in Folkestone at the moment. Hello, Steve.
Good afternoon, Patsy.
Now, tell us about your time on the carrier.
I was in the RAF, which doesn't sound like a carrier-based thing, but back in sort of the late 90s, they amalgamated the unit I was on, which is the Harrier Jump Jet Squadron. The RAF and the Navy combined into the Harrier Force, and we started deploying onto the two Invincible-class carriers, Illustrious and Invincible. So I was on one of the first deployments of an RAF squadron with Harriers onto the Royal Navy's flagship at the time.
Wow. Yeah, HMS Invincible, just an iconic ship. And, you know, from someone who was in the RAF to suddenly being posted on board a ship, did you make a good sailor?
I didn't really get my sea legs, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, that's right. So what were you doing, Steve?
I was an armourer, so I was responsible for all the weapons, missiles, bombs, guns, bullets, that type of thing, on the Harrier jump jets.
Wow.
So that was my task.
Yeah, a pretty important one as well, to be honest with you.
Pointless having the Harriers without the bits to dangle on them, yeah.
it's just a noisy plane then, for goodness sake. So where did you go? Where did you end up travelling?
Well, mostly the Mediterranean at the time. Unfortunately, I didn't manage any operational deployments with the aircraft carriers. My operational stuff was in sort of southern Turkey and northern Iraq. So, and that was Operation No Fly. So that was protecting the Kurds back in the end of the first Gulf War. So,
Right.
I didn't deploy operationally on the carriers. Like I say, I got the first couple of deployments, and they went on to do a lot more after that. So,
Now they're so, you know, I've got a bit of experience of going to sea and what have you, and you know, on much smaller craft. How is it living aboard an aircraft carrier? Because it's like a floating city, effectively, isn't it?
It's hot bunking, so you don't get your own bunk space, so you always get into somebody else's warm bed.
Oh, right. Oh, I don't fancy that.
How lovely.
not at all. And can you feel the motion? Or
Yeah, no, very much so. Very much so. It's everything moving all the time. So, yeah, you have to sort of... you do have to get your sea legs, otherwise you start feeling up very well.
Yeah, no, and if you're down in the bowels as well, it's horrible with no fresh air.
We were down at the stern, so things moved around quite a lot. The further back you get, the better and worse it gets.
Yeah, no, it would do. It would do. And the Harrier, of course, gone now, but such an iconic craft.
Unfortunately so, yeah. They're all sat in the desert in Arizona somewhere now, and we probably could have used them, but such a shame.
Yeah. Well, what do you do now then, Steve?
I'm in IT. So I came out of the Air Force, and there wasn't much of a call for the weapons officers in civilian life, so I used my retraining to retrain in IT.
Fantastic. Well, it's such a happy coincidence you're listening this afternoon. It all comes together perfectly on the challenge and a real insight into your life. Steve, thank you for calling BBC Radio Kent.
Take care. All the best.